Hello and welcome to this bonus episode of the EMJ podcast. My name is Dr. Hannah Moyer, Senior Medical Writer and Moderator for EMJ, and today we are talking about the current status of anti-TNF therapies for inflammatory bowel disease. This podcast series has been supported by Viatris. Today, I'm delighted to welcome two experts in the field of gastroenterology who will share their expertise and personal insights for those working with inflammatory bowel disease. Our first guest is Dr. Yamila Zabana, a gastroenterologist at the Hospital University Mutua Terrassa, which is affiliated with the University of Barcelona in Spain. We are also joined by Shubha Bhatt, a clinical pharmacist in the Digestive Disease Institute at the Cleveland Clinic in Ohio, USA. Thank you so much to both of you for joining me for today's discussion with EMJ. So in today's episode, we're going to focus on the introduction of anti-TNFs for inflammatory bowel disease and when to use anti-TNF therapy. So let's begin. Yamila, could you just provide an overview of the role that anti-TNF therapies play within the management of inflammatory bowel disease?
Well, Hannah, anti-TNFs have certainly opened the door for the treatment of with biologics in patients dealing with both Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis. Before then, patients had to be treated with aminosalicylates, methotrexate, thiopurines, or even calcineurin inhibitors, and a lot of steroids. So their appearance was certainly a change in the paradigm of the treatment of IBD. In summary, they have demonstrated their effect on several things in treating patients with IBD, as the severe flare of ulcerative colitis, but also penetrant or perianal Crohn's disease, in the surgical recurrence of Crohn's disease, always as well as almost all extraintestinal manifestations related to the intestinal disease.
And if it could come to you, Shubha, how do anti-TNFs then work? How are they in relevance to IBD? Could you just briefly explain their relevance in terms of the mechanism of action?
So although we are still learning about the exact pathophysiology of IBD, we currently know that certain cytokines are important in the development or maintenance of the inflammatory environment that is associated with IBD. Tumor necrosis factor alpha is a cytokine that generates the pro-inflammatory response and has been found to be present in higher amounts within the lamina papyri and intestinal mucosa of patients with IBD. Anti-TNFs are monoclonal antibodies that basically essentially block the tumor necrosis factors, thereby leading to a reduction in inflammation. Interestingly, not all anti-TNFs, such as etanercept, are effective in treating IBD, so there's definitely likely to be some additional mechanisms beyond neutralizing TNF biological activity that's driving the anti-TNF effect against IBD. So there's still a lot to learn and uncover about IBD.
So it's always a learning curve with these treatments. So given we're learning about how we can incorporate them into practice, how they could be used alongside or in addition to other treatment options, Yamila, when would you say is the best time to incorporate anti-TNF therapy with your patients?
Now we have a lot of evidence supporting the early initiation of biologics in the treatment of IBD, and certainly anti-TNFs represent the group with a longer experience due to their time on the market. But it depends on the behavior of an extension of the disease, as well as different risk factors associated with a more aggressive disease, as it can be the age of initiation or being an active smoker in the case of Crohn's disease. In these situations, biologics should not be retarded.
So we should use it as early as possible in the disease course in moderate to severe cases?
Yes.
Would you select anti-TNF over other options? Would it be your go-to?
Definitely it will be the first choice.
Thank you. So I think that really shows a clear insight to the benefit or the reasoning around anti-TNFs in the fact that these are providing a really important change to or an important option for inflammatory bowel diseases. Talking about the fact that hopefully there's this association to the inflammatory pathway that Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis experience, and that it helps to kind of get into that pathway. So I'd like to discuss more in our next episodes around how important anti-TNFs are. But that's all we have time for today's discussion. So thank you to Yamila and Shubha for providing their insights into this series with the current status of anti-TNF therapies for inflammatory bowel disease. And if you enjoyed this episode, this is just one in a series that can be accessed through your preferred podcast platform or by visiting emjreviews.com. So until next time, take care and goodbye for now.